This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. If you watch late-night TV, The Tonight Show in particular, you probably know, or at least know of, the house band The Roots. And perhaps you would recognize its drummer and frontman, Questlove, big guy always with a pick in his afro. What you might not know, though, is that he's a DJ, too, and a producer and an author, a foodie also, and a podcaster on Pandora. Questlove Supreme is the name of it, if you want to check it out. And he came into the studio today. Questlove, thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having me. Thank you.
Most of the people who are going to hear this, my guess would be, and probably most of the people who know you now as the guy that you are, know you from TV and The Tonight Show.
Yeah.
Even though you've had a, you know, hip hop band for
this.
20 years, man.
Hey, you never know. I mean, George Foreman helps your sandwich.
had a whole thing before
it's
the
like
Foreman
really
grill, right?
Heavyweight champion? No, never knew that. I knew early I was going to be all things to all people. At least people are getting spot on now, you know. Previously I was, you're the guy that drums with Jay-Z, right? Or even to this day, it's like, you're Jimmy Kimmel's drummer, right? Yeah, even worse, Jimmy Fallon gets, you're Jimmy Kimmel.
Well, yeah, so, of course he
does. I think at first it was a little, it throws you off a little bit, you know. It's like people have history, like I just didn't pop up. You know, out of nowhere. But I'm fine with that.
Do you ever look around and say, I'm just a kid from Philadelphia, man. What am I doing here?
More or less, it's how did I get here? Often when I go back to Philadelphia, I do something called chasing ghosts. I still have my first car, and I keep it at my
mom's. You still have your first car?
I still utilize it, yeah. And I go to my mom's house, and I get it. And usually I drive around. When I go to Philly, I'll drive from like midnight to 3 a.m, literally just chase ghosts. And the thing I always do is when I go past the place where The Roots used to busk on 5th and South Street, I'm always like, yo, like back in 1992, I thought 1999 was going to be the future, you know?
Yeah.
Let alone would I still be a thing in 2018? I mean, I'm not one of those knock on wood people that like.
Yeah.
I don't want to jinx it, but
as he knocks on wood,
as I did it, you know, hypothetically. But I'm amazed that no one's kicked me out the pool yet.
Yeah, we had Dessa on the program about 2 weeks ago.
Okay,
and we had a whole thing about she got Lin-Manuel Miranda called her, and you know, and she's doing really well. And I said, you know, are you made now? And she said, oh, honey, you're never made.
Even, you know, this is our technically our 27th professional year as a group. And I still work as if this could all end tomorrow. That's why people ask like, well, you do so many things, you have 19 jobs. Like, when do you get to relax? And
you just don't.
In my mind, it's always, this could end tomorrow. So don't ever sleep. You know.
Does it ever surprise you that you have become that guy now to whom people turn to for advice and mentorship? And
I'm very uncomfortable with that. Even my Twitter handle says, like, I'm better as a student, not a teacher. Like, this whole Questlove is sage scholar.
Yeah.
A bunch of
celebrity,
rappers.
Celebrity, right? A
bunch of rappers calling me, like, OG. No, I kind of shrug at that.
What? Would you be here without The Tonight Show? I mean, you have said that you looked at that Tonight Show gig as a way to sort of fade into the sunset.
I'm resilient, so I would like to think that I'd always be into something, but I would be a fool if I didn't tell you that The Tonight Show opened up even way more doors than I expected. Like, I truly thought this was going to be the most gentle mercy killing ever. No, I did.
I'm just laughing because it's funny. I'm not laughing because you're
like, not once did I think like, oh, this could benefit you. You know, because I was reading all the op-eds, and even though I love being underestimated, someone had wrote in a blog once like, oh, this is a sad day for music because watching The Roots accept this Tonight Show gig will be like watching Miles Davis busk in a New York subway for change.
Oh, man.
And I was actually like, good. This is exactly what I want. I want to be underestimated because I wanted to kill all perceptions of this being a square gig.
And yeah. Do you buy the sort of the conventional wisdom that you've changed late night music?
I mean, there's small nuances, but I think just the times have changed. I think we just got very lucky with the timing. The internet and social media had just started to become a thing. Yeah. Something like the idea of viral videos was becoming a thing. And we took advantage of it. Like, we were the young kid on the block, and it was clear, like, Letterman wasn't going to start being on Snapchat and that sort of thing. So we just took advantage of an empty playing field. You know, a lot of late night shows were just post-jazz music. There were other avenues to explore, and we took full advantage of it.
Yeah, it's interesting, though, because there's a lineage, right? There's Doc Severinsen from the old Tonight Show, and then there's Paul Schaefer, probably the next notable guy, yeah. And now there's you and the Roots.
That's weird. And, you know, again, like, I didn't have posters of Severinsen and Schaefer on my wall. One day that'll be me. It's just making the most of it. Again, like, in 2008, when he proposed it to us.
Yeah. And we should say you didn't take the call for a long time.
Yeah, I was like, oh, man, we just got to a place where we were making good money on the road. Like, why would we turn back on 17 years of climbing a mountain to start all over again? And, you know, the one thing is that where we were failing miserably was in our domestic personal lives. Huh. Kids were getting older, crying more at the airport. So it was sort of like we weren't actively asking for it, but it was like, man, if there's a way that we could Celine Dion our way into a position.
I like that.
I use all this stuff as verbs, right?
Yeah.
Celine Dion our way into a position where we could still make a good living without having to have lobby call at 4 a.m. and be on the bus for 9 hours and that sort. And then this fell into our lap, and it was like, be careful for what you ask for.
This is going to get all marketplace and, you know, dorky management on you here, but
I live for that stuff.
Well, good. And in fact, that's the root of the question, right? Because you have said at more than a couple of points, planning something is the joy of actually doing that something. And the question that comes out of it is, what's it like to work for you? How do you run the band? How do you run the Roots? How do you run you guys on the show?
You know, there's lessons to be learned about it because, again, we're at a phase in our lives where we're not 22, 23 like we used to be.
You're what, 45 now, right?
I wish. Okay, 47.
47, right.
I'm 47. So the things that I would like to do, like, you know, relentless rehearsals for 7 hours in a row and that sort of thing that we used to do, you know, you got to kind of be considered the fact that it might be soccer night or, you know, that sort of thing. Not to mention a lot of our side projects. Well, it's weird because, one, the Roots is just one of 19 things I'm responsible for. Right. We're in a very sweet spot right now where we're actually having more fun with each other socially.
Which is great, right?
That we've ever had. I'd realized that we were going to fall apart if, as people, we weren't having fun with each other. You know what I mean? So I think now just we're in, as a unit, this is the best it's ever been.
We're going to end it right there. Oh. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.